96.9, brought to you by the Anchor Convenience Store, Simmons Bank, Texas County Memorial Hospital, Current Incorporated, Southwest Baptist University Mountain View Lumber Company, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Greg's Body Shop, Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNews, Park City Mountain View Auto Parts, Roughwood Market, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC. Video live stream for tonight brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare. It's Liberty Eagles football on the Fox 96.9.
Alrighty, welcome to week 11 of high school football in the state of Missouri. It's district play round number two. The Liberty Eagles, with the one seed, had a first round bye last week. The Ava Pears, they went on the road and defeated the Fair Grove Eagles. And now they get another set of Eagles, the Liberty Eagles. And the Eagles will look to, I think, make a statement here tonight. I'm Gary Lee alongside Tyler Chowning with the camera at work, Ricky Smith. Tyler, you know these two teams played week four, and Liberty won. Liberty already ran the ball eight times the entire game, eight rushes. They threw it all over the place. It wasn't a crushing victory by but it was a win. A win's a win. I don't care if it's by 1 point or 30. A win is a win. But tonight, what do you think you're going to see out of Liberty Eagles?
I think, well, what I personally want to see, ground game. I want to see Jaron Rutledge, Wyatt Cox. I want to see Reed Toon, all the big boys in the backfield. I want to see them touching the ball over and over and over again. First matchup, like you said, we went basically air attack, won the ball game. Defense was stellar.
Yeah.
Ava could not move the ball on us. I think they only maybe attempted five passes all night.
That was late.
And that was late. The Liberty defense was lights out on that Ava running game. That being said, Ava scores 40 points last week against Fair Grove.
Well, after the Liberty Eagles game, they moved their fullback to the offensive line, and that made a huge difference. It gave the Ava Bears a place, a money shot. They had somebody they could run behind. He was able to move people at the line of scrimmage, and then defenses, you've got to adjust, and then they were able to crack the edge on the opposite. Their counter was more effective. Well, he was injured last week in Fair Grove, so he is down and will not play. So for the Ava Bears, we'll see Jacob Laub, Grant Swadesh, Aiden Lane, he'll be quarterback, Braxton Swearingen, Kyle Pitts, Cale Abraham, Ben Stewart, Isaac James, Oliver Williams, Thomas Brown, Cale Hall, and Mason Trujillo. That will be the starters. And, Ava's feeling pretty good. Liberty with a week off. I don't know. That makes me a little bit nervous.
It does. It does. And I was going to say there's both good and bad when it comes to the bye week. Especially when the bye week falls right in the first game of the district play. You have a team like Liberty that has shown that they can score a lot of points at times, but then they've also had those nights that, we have really struggled to put some points on the board.
Yeah.
In key critical moments of ball games, inside the 20, late in the ball game, would they have to capitalize? And that's why I really want to focus. I'd like to see a focus on the run game.
Yeah, yeah.
Here tonight, that once we get inside the 15, inside the 10, we can go to those big horses in the backfield and say, "Boys, go get it."
Well, you was a running back in your high school career, Ethan, my son, running back, and just watching over the years, the sooner you get a running back involved in the game, and you're feeding him, where it almost comes to where it gets easier. You know, in the late second quarter, in the second half. But it's all about, you know, you need touches to get rhythm. Yeah. So, I hope maybe we'll see that. For Liberty, you know, we'll see the usual suspects: Kyle Roberts, Parker Toon, Eddie Rodriguez, Reed Toon, Paxton Hunter, Titus Jester, Jasper Melby, Jaron Rutledge, Roger Hafner, Wyatt Cox, Hayden Oziah, Tucker Thomas, Matthew Brooks, Matt Bouchong, Brian Thompson, Preston Smothers, Peyton Day Garner, Tyler Glasscock, Lucas Carl, Sawyer Morris, and Graham Toon. Liberty, you know, and I mean, that a lot of people's like, that's a lot of players for a class two. That we've seen it since week three. Liberty plays a lot of kids.
Yes, and I mean, it paid off, you know, just in the depth chart. That you know, there was a couple games, I think, early before Graham Toon got into the quarterback, when Parker was still quarterbacking. I think he completed passes to eight different receivers.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, you've got a bunch of kids getting involved in these ball games that might normally not get to as many touches. Ava won the toss and deferred.
Liberty will get it first. The live video stream, folks, we no longer have control of it. Misha takes it over from here on out. We are filming, but you have to go to the Misha website. And I think, did Rick, did you post it to your Facebook page? But the Misha website is where you'll go. It's pay-per-view. Radio is free, as always. But the Ava Bears are in the white and yellow, Liberty in the navy blues and red. White numbers. And, you know, it's a beautiful night. I mean, this is fantastic football weather. Come on out. Take in some high school football. Eagles set to receive. Parker Toon, one of the backs. You know, Liberty now 2 weeks off. I'm curious, now Sawyer Morris has had 2 weeks of one-on-ones to kind of become a little bit more of a factor in the offense. Looks like it's
got Toon and Roberts.
Yeah.
Deep. Melby and Rutledge are the up man.
Squib kick. And it's picked up by Cox at the 40-35 of Liberty. He's got running room. He's got lots of running room. And he's going to be forced down inside the Ava 30-yard line. That looks like they're going to spot him, though, here by this side judge at the 30. So Eagles in business off the get-go. Nice return.
A little squib kick kind of misfired there on the Ava Bears.
Well, you know, 10 years ago, people just fell on it.
Yeah.
But everybody's doing it now. And it's like, more teams are ready for it.
Yeah,
you know.
Field it and go.
Field it and go. That's why you're seeing runners at that position. Eagles will go 2x2. Graham out of the shotgun. Motion is Roberts, and they're going to feed it to Rutledge. And Rutledge goes right up the middle, bouncing off players. He's going to get brought down. They'll spot him near the 20. Looks like be the 22.
Pick up about 5 on that first carry.
Second and 5. Ball will be on the far hash.
And I like that you had this spread out here to the wide side, and then you run the inside counter.
Yep. Setting something up, you know. You hope each play is cooking for something else. Trips to the right now. Out of the shotgun. Rutledge spotted up to the left. Back to pass is Graham looking down.
Oh, he's got it.
He's wide open. Touchdown! Liberty!
Liberty.
Sawyer Morris
takes it in, and the Eagles are on the board 6-0. But we got a penalty thrown back at the 31. Holding.
Normally is what that will mean. Officials sorted out.
Touchdown, that's good.
Unfortunately,
on Liberty.
Okay, after the play, so.
Touchdown count for Liberty Eagles by Sawyer Morris.
So, will they do it on the kickoff? They're going to do
yeah,
it on
they
the,
should.
Okay.
They should enforce it on the kickoff.
So, Liberty will line up for the two-point conversion, looks like. Yeah. Okay, so 6-0. Touchdown does count. Eagles will go for two. We're going to come out in a pistol formation with a double wing. They'll toss it and flip it back, and then they'll get it back to Graham Toon. Takes it in for the score. Two-point conversion is good. 8-0 Liberty. 10:54 to go here in the first. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 30. It's Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
All right, welcome back. Well, Tyler, that didn't take long.
No, two plays. We had a 5-yard run by Rutledge and then a 23-yard bomb down the sideline to Sawyer Morris.
Yeah. All righty. So the Eagles are going to kick it from the 25-yard line. So Ava's going to get some pretty good field position here. Penalty. Let's do this here. So that's going to be a 15. And I'm going to put OS. And Ava's penalties we'll put over here.
Okay.
All right. Kickoff. And it's a line drive. Takes a Liberty bounce. Picked up at the 32. They're going to do a reverse. And brought down at the 42, first and 10. Ava, good field position.
So we'll see coming out of this bye week here for the Liberty Eagles. We'll kind of see if this defense has made any adjustments, you know, over the past few games.
Ava will work under center, flex bone, and Aiden Wayne hands it off, and they're going to run it right off the A-gap. And it's going to be a gain of 3, 2nd and 7.
It's like in the first matchup, Liberty really, really packed the box. I mean, they were not – I mean, they almost –
forced them.
They were daring Ava to try to throw the ball. And it looked, you know, it's the same look
thing.
Here tonight.
Yeah. You got 8 yards deep. There's a quarterback keeper around the edge. That's a nice gain. Marked down at the Liberty 49. So bring up 3rd and 1. Ames' offense after the Liberty matchup kind of caught some rhythm.
Yeah, they did. I mean, they scored some points.
Yeah, yeah. Third and one for Aiden Lane and his Ava Bears. Motion. Quarterback keeper, and he's not going to get it.
No,
he's not going to get it. He tried to counter, and Liberty was just all over that, and that
he's going to lose about a half yard on that.
I think that it looked like getting through first. Was that Reed Toon, 77? He got through first. So it's going to bring up fourth and a short two. Abe is going to go for it. Hey, this is
a big momentum deal right here.
There's the handoff and the first down.
Yep,
they got it. Right wing came around. Number six, Grant Swadesh. Swadesh picks up the first down. First and 10, Ava.
46 yard line.
Lane hands it off to the fullback. Brought down at the Liberty 45, a gain of a yard. You know, normally, that dive back, dive back in the fullback position, but that is him and the quarterback. If you can stop them, then, of course, you got to worry about your two wings, but predominantly, that's where everything wants to start. And we got a whistle. False start
on Ava.
FS. How's that? Can we remember that? Second and 14 for the Ava Bears. Ball spotted at midfield. 8-0 Liberty here in the first. Aiden Lane has Swadesh in motion. They hand it off to the up back, and he's brought down a short gain. That was, I believe that was Preston Smothers, Preston Smothers, 58. Third and 12. Ball is at the Liberty 48-yard line. Quick pass to the sideline. Caught. Got a nice block, but there's a nice play made. That's Mr. Cox coming up, making the stop at the Liberty 45. So fourth and long for Ava. Now here you could flip the field or go for it. I think Ava knows they gotta score. They gotta have points.
They're gonna have to put points on the board. But it looks like they're gonna still punt it.
I believe so. Yeah, they are in punt formation. But this is where you can see it. Fake too.
There. Ooh. Here it comes.
Here it comes. Oh, he does get it off, soccer style. Get out of the way. And, great roll. And it'll be down at the 6. Nice job by the Ava Bears on special teams. Liberty has it 1st and 10. They got 94 yards to go if they want to cash it in. Tyler, what other games has really piqued your interest? You know, we got Mount Grove, Salem, West Plains, Bonnet there. Pierce City and Catholic Forsyth.
The Catholic Forsyth is the bullseye that we're going to be watching pretty closely here tonight, because if Liberty wins this tonight, they're going to get the winner of this Catholic Forsyth game. And it would not surprise me if Forsyth upset Catholic tonight.
I'm with you. I'm pulling for West Plains. 1st and 10 Liberty from the 6. And they get it. Uh-oh, to Parker. He's gone. Well, what did I say? 94 yards.
He's gone.
Liberty. Touchdown. Parker. Tucker Toon, and the flag has been thrown.
But man, that's 20 yards past the line of scrimmage.
That was your little counter.
Yes, the little inside counter there.
So, we're waiting to see.
It's a hold.
Holding Liberty.
But where it's at, you know, it's a, they mark it at the 31, so it's going to be down at 21.
It'll be a first down. A 94-yarder called back.
So a net's about, what, 30? Where are they marking it? So they're marking it at the 21.
Yeah.
So it nets out about 14 yards.
Well, still, I'd put a little ditto by the
side. Uh-huh. I'd go ahead and put an asterisk by that
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Hey, that one worked.
6:32 to go in the first. Eagles first and 10. Coming out wide near the far side. Another. Oh,
same play, the other way.
And it's Kyle Roberts. And he's got blockers.
He's gone!
Touchdown, Liberty! Touchdown, Kyle Roberts! He takes it 89 yards. No, 79 yards.
79.
Parker goes,
dude.
Dude,
kill me.
So the Eagles punch it in again, two plays. Well, at three.
Two and a half.
We'll go with
two and a half.
They've run five plays. They got 14 points. 6:19 to go. Eagles will go with the extra point. And it will be Wyatt Cox. Kick is up.
No good.
Really?
No good.
You look good from here.
Too high or what?
I don't know.
I mean, it looked good from here. But anyway, the officials on the spot, they say no good. I mean,
hey. Yeah, I mean, it looked good from our angle.
So
I don't know what the
only thing it could be, though. It went over it, so no. But 14-0 is where we're at. 6:19 to go in the first. Eagles are cruising right now. And again, we'll be having Dylan back at the studio doing what he can to kind of keep us up to date on the Catholic Forsyth, Thayer, Pierce City, West Plains Monette.
That West Plains Monette game could be a absolute dandy.
Over under 80 points total.
West Plains just scored a 33-yard touchdown pass, so they already have some points scored.
I'm going over. I think it's going to be over 80 points scored between the two.
So 7-0,
yeah.
I believe that's correct. 7-0. 33-yard touchdown pass for West Plains.
Eagles set to kick it off. They got it spotted up in the middle of the 40-yard line. Eagles will squib it, they'll pooch it, and they'll punch it on the kickoff, and they're going to punch it. It's going to be caught back at about the 8-yard line, going to be returned here to the near side, looking for some running room. Ooh, gets to the edge.
Everybody was just kind of just dancing with some blocks, and you had this missile coming from the middle of the field.
Grant Swadesh is like, I did not see him.
Yeah. I did not see him.
And boom. Yeah, Jaron Rutledge says, I had a big old mess of hog suckers last night. I'm feeling a little bit greasy. First and 10 for the Ava Bears. Aiden Lane will be the quarterback. Flexbone fakes it to, eight up. Aiden Lane is smoked, and that's Matt Bouchon.
Bouchon with a great read.
Mm-hmm.
Eyes on the quarterback.
Loss of a yard, close to two on the play, brings up second and long. Ava now back at their own 33-yard line. And there's a dive right up the middle of the fullback. He'll get it back to the original line of scrimmage. Or no, he'll gain a couple, so he'll pick up four. It's going to bring up third and eight. That's the thing. These offenses, your flex bone, your wing tees, they're quick. They're so quick, you know. There's quick hitters. Running backs love them. Two wideouts now, one on each side for the Ava Bears. They'll stay in that flex bone, double wing. Back to pass is Aiden, looking downfield. He chucks one, and nobody there. It's going to be fourth down. He felt the pressure. Liberty had three of them coming, all three linemen.
Lineman Bouchon was coming strong off the end. You see here, Bouchon's actually on the defensive end. They've moved him out of that tackle position and put him here on the defensive end.
Gun, the end, kind of a hybrid.
Yep.
4:52 on the clock, 14-0 Liberty. Fourth and long, Ava in punt formation. Uh-oh, high snap. That's going to be a low punt, but it's caught, and Parker Toon with the return. He breaks one tackle and gets it across midfield, tackled at the Ava 44. Eagles first and 10. 4:41 to go in the first. Hall making the tackle for the Ava Bears. First and 10. Eagles have ran five offensive plays.
Yeah. 2 and 3.
Yep, 2 and 3. First and 10. Liberty will come out in the shotgun. 2x2 package. Motion by Roberts. And they'll feed it to Rutledge. Rutledge lowers his shoulder, spins across to the 40. And he'll pick up three, and will bring up second and seven. Gets it on the other side of the 40. Clock continues to tick. 4:15 to go in the first. Dester comes in. He's out wide. Right below us. 2x2. Back to pass, Graham. Here comes some pressure. Looking down.
Oh, got it.
Oh, nice play. Great defensive play by the Ava Bear. That was Aiden Lane, the quarterback. Or was it Jacob Long? Was it one or seven?
I think it was
seven. Yeah, okay. That was Lane. That was a really, really good defensive play. Third and seven for the Liberty Eagles. .357 to go in the first. Eagles will come out with trips to the wide side, which is right below us. Empty backfield, and we've got a whistle.
I think we're going to get a false start here on Liberty.
And that's what it is, 5-yard penalty. Third penalty on Liberty. Unsportsmanlike. a holding, and now a false start. So third and 12, ball is spotted just across the Ava 45. We'll call it the 44, just a little shy of that, on the far side towards the airport hash mark. Liberty's working to the north end zone. On your radio dial, that'd be to the right. Trips on the wide side of the field. Back to pass. Graham looks into the middle of the field. Oh, and he had him. Melby. Complete pass. First down. Ed is losing his mind. Jasper, he would have had the first down.
Yeah, he did it then. And he knew it. He knew it. He just missed that one.
So Liberty now looking at fourth and long. They'll go for it. 3:49 to go here in the first. Play clock down to five. Liberty's going to have to get one snap off. Empty backfield. Here comes Ava Rush. Looking downfield and...
Oh, it's caught! And touchdown, Liberty! I believe
that's Rutledge.
Yeah, Jaron Rutledge took it away. It was a jump ball. There was three Ava Bears. And Jaron Rutledge comes up with it, and the Eagles get six more on the scoreboard here in the first. 20-0, 3:39 to go in the first.
Two pass completions, two touchdowns.
Pretty good, you know, if you're into analytics, that's pretty good.
If you're into percentages
yeah.
and stuff.
All right.
If you're into that kind of thing.
All right, Wyatt Cox, we'll try it again. I mean, here's our point of view. I wish people could see it. Well, they can with the camera. And that kick.
Oh, that was blocked.
Well, I see he tried to get it lower. Kicked it.
Yeah, yeah, he really tried to drive that one, didn't he?
Yeah. So 20-0, 3:39 to go in the first. We'll take a break. We'll come right back with the kickoff. It's Eagle football on the Fox 96.9.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint. A full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
All right, here we are, 20-0 Liberty. Eagles set to kick it off. Jaron Rutledge spots it up at the 40.
14-0 Mountain Grove over Salem.
14-0 Thayer. Just got that update.
Okay, and Thayer's up 14-0. Eagles with another good kick. Rutledge, it's going to be caught at about the 6-yard line and returned out near the 30. That was Aiden Lane with the return. First and 10 for Ava. Paxton Hunter makes the stop. So for you folks watching on the live stream, 77 is Reed Dune.
Uh-oh.
Boom, and it didn't work. Kyle Roberts came in and made the stop, and it was Kyle Pitts that was going to try the double pass. And again, that's the, and see, here's the thing that teams that, it's the same thing, but just a team that passes, that's all they do. you know, they you get matched up with someone that can take that away. Lane back to pass, dropping back, looks in and out of the hands. It brings up third down. Brings up third and 14 now for Ava. Well, I don't know if we happen to make it to next Friday night. That always is a record-setting night of listenership. Back to pass. Here comes.
Oh!
Ouch! Loose football! And that
makes the sack, but I think they marked him down.
Yeah.
Retune just hammered.
Yeah, Aiden Lane, the quarterback. He Davis going the wrong way. It's a game of adjustments, though. Two receivers to the right are on the punting situation. I wouldn't think a punt right here, but we hadn't last time we played. They had a bad snap. Nice punt. This
good
one.
Punt.
And it's going to be picked up by Parker. Parker's going to take it right up the middle. Now he cuts it to the left side and is tripped up and brought down at the Liberty 47. First and 10, Liberty. 1:46 to go in the first. Eagles lead 20-0. Big thank you to our sponsors, of course, Mountview Auto Parts. And, you know, deer guys, deer season's coming on, gals. Colder weather's coming. Windshield wipers, windshield wiper fluid, antifreeze,
battery test.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right there. Also, Bailey Chevrolet GMC at Willow Springs. Liberty out of the shotgun, tosses it back inside to Parker. Well, he had 94 yards on this play. So he'll take it down into Ava territory.
So he picked up about 17 on that one.
And they're going to spot him at the 36-yard line. First and 10. 1:39 to go on the clock. Eagles have scored three times. Jester comes out, spots up out. Is that Melby? Okay, 8 and 9. These numbers are tricky. Back to pass, looking downfield. Oh, broken up.
Man,
got a flag.
Sawyer Morris.
Yeah,
extended receiver.
So pass interference will be called against Ava. That's a 15. P.I. So Liberty will have a new set of downs. Seconds to go in the first. But yeah, next week, if we're fortunate enough to get there, the deer camps.
The
bonfires and the cold beverages and barbecue. Trips to the right for Liberty. Shotgun. See if they feed it to Rutledge. Nope. Yep, they are on the draw. Big hole open. He's in there. Touchdown, Liberty. Touchdown, Jared Rutledge. 22 yards out. And the Eagles go up 27-0 here in the first. 1:28 to go.
Big hole.
Okay. No, I thought there was a flag. Yeah, that was a big hole. That delay.
I mean, it's a draw, but it's like a counter because, I mean, you've got a guard pulling from the right going left. It's like an inside counter there out of that shotgun.
Eagles will line up for two. And Wyatt Cox in the backfield. They're going to feed it to him. Oh, when he stood up. Hesitated. He's got to go.
You got to go.
Yeah. First little crack of daylight you see, you got to punch it in there. But that's all right. 26-0 Liberty, 1:28 to go in the first. Taking a break, coming back. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
All right, welcome back. And Tyler, we got some scores.
Mount Grove has gone up 21-0 over Salem. West Plains is up 14-6 over Monette. Thayer, last reported, was 14-0 over Pierce City. And still no report on the Catholic Forsyth yet.
Scratch that 28-0, Grove. As you guys said that, I just
they scored again. Okay.
They scored
28-0.
Again.
So here we go with the kickoff. Rutledge. They scored two touchdowns here in the first quarter. One pass and one rush. Kick it off again. Angling towards the far side. Caught at the 10, and they're going to go with the reverse again. And boom. Oh, mercy.
Buddy, there is some collisions here tonight.
That right there was Smothers with a big hit. Preston Smothers with a big hit. So first and 10, Ava.
First and 10, Ava from the 30-yard line.
Aiden Lane will get set under center. Double tight. Eagles, they're going to fill the box. And it's the... Oh, big and nice hole opens up on the right side. And a nice run for the quarterback, Aiden Lane. That time the belly, he rode it into the dive back, pulled it out. That was a good read by Aiden Lane.
But the live stream for Liberty's kind of...
Well, it's
through Misha.
Ava with the pitch in the backfield and brought down at the 45. That's going to be a first down. Boy, a hard hit, though. I mean, that was a big hit. I mean, you had Wyatt Cox and Reed Toon kind of zeroing in. They caught him at the same time. So we'll take a timeout with 38 seconds to go here in the first while the injured player is being tended to. You're listening to the Fox 96.9 Liberty Football.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
All right, welcome back, and Ava with football hands it off to the up back, gets it across the line of scrimmage, picks up three, and that was Jacob Lobb, the injured player, number one. He's on the sideline. I mean, he got lit up, folks. Gain of three brings up second and seven for the Ava Bears. 3 seconds to go. And, yeah, they're not going to snap it. That's the end of the first. Liberty Eagles own the first quarter, shutting out the Ava Bears and scoring on every possession. And we've got 12 more minutes to go here in this first half. We'll take a break. We'll come back. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
So, Taylor, what's my car worth? It's a pretty nice car if you look at the same side twice.
Let's take a look. Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Stop by with your vehicle and title today for an instant cash offer. We don't just sell cars, we buy cars.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
Haven't heard. All right, welcome back. And 26-0 Liberty. It's second and six for the Ava Bears. Fullback gets it and is stood up, except about 2.5-3 yards, and will bring up third and manageable. It's going to be what, third and three? Matt Bouchong is trying to fire the Liberty crowd up. And did it fill up? There was a lot of empty seats.
It kind of filled up a little bit.
There's a toss into the backfield looking to get to the edge. Ava's able to do that and move the chain.
Green Toon coming in pursuit there, making that tackle.
Yes, Grant Swadish with the carry for the Ava Bears.
First down, Ava for the 40-yard line.
So Ava with a new set of downs to work with. Wyatt Cox comes in. See, now Liberty has moved Wyatt. He's playing D-line.
Yep.
Quarterback keeper. Oh, slam down at 35. But a good carry by Aiden Lane. He'll pick up five, second five.
Ava picking up some yards on this drive here.
Yeah. Second and five. Well, Liberty's kind of substituted some things. You got Eddie Rodriguez out there at cornerback now. Hands off to the fullback. Not much there. Liberty's been doing more rotation, you know, on the D-line as well. Third and one, gain of four. Ava's done a nice job, just penalized. Well, they got two, PI and a false start. Fullback gets it.
Oh, big hit.
Yeah. Well, that Smothers again.
Smothers right at the line.
Ooh. Smothers and then 52 coming.
Boy, I thought he was short, but the white hat's giving him the first down from 12 yards back there.
Spotted it at the 30, so first and 10. 9:50 to go. Four down territory for the Bears. And again, Jacob Lobb is on the side. Now he's up on his feet, but he doesn't look like he's going to be coming back in.
Matthew Brooks making the tackle there on that little counter.
Yeah, Swadish with the carry.
Pick up about six.
Yeah. Second and four. Ball is at the Liberty 25-yard line for the Ava Bears. Cale Abram in now as one of the wingbacks for Lopp. Gets it to the fullback.
No, it was quarterback.
And snubbed out for Smothers. Man, we've mentioned his name.
Loss of about three.
For three. He's had three tackles for a loss here in this first half. Brings up third down. It's going to be third and five. Again, nice move by Swadesh, but making the tackle.
Hayden Oziah.
That's kind of been Ava's bread and butter, Swadesh coming from the left.
That little wing coming off the...
And 54, Oliver Williams has been the pulling guard, kind of. So, fourth and two, Eagles, pitch, and...
Oh, I think he got it.
I think so. Yeah, he did. Swadesh again? No. That was Braxton Swearingen, number nine. Blue set of downs for Ava. Deepest they've been so far. First and 10, quarterback keeper up the middle. Not much there. Reed Toon and who else? Caden Day Garner.
Gain of one.
7:05 to go in the half. 26-0 Liberty. Back to pass, looking. Broken up. Good play by Parker Toon. That was a good-looking pass there that time by Aiden. Third and nine for the Ava Bears. Just under 7 minutes to go in the half. Eagles come out with three down linemen. There's a toss, going to try to get to this right edge again, and there's just not much there. Liberty did a good job stringing that one out.
I think about a yard. It's going to be fourth and seven.
Fourth and seven. So fourth down for the Ava Bears. 6:50 to go here in the first half. Ben Stewart, the fullback, he gets it, and he is brought down quickly, and the Bears turn it over on downs. First and 10, Liberty. And we have
Ava Bears slow to get up.
Yeah.
And it was the
ball
runner.
Number Ben 22. Stewart?
Yeah.
52,
or,
yeah.
22. 22. Wasn't he the other guy?
Cale Abram? I thought
it
was.
Yeah, it's Cale Abram.
Okay. Yep. 6:45 on the clock. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we could teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The Anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The Anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on The Anchor, Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
Park City. Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Park City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Park City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Park City.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
And welcome back. We have a young Ava Bear that has been injured and is being carted off and taken to the ambulance. We believe 22 Kale Abram. Yeah, it was. Yeah, there's 52. So it was Kale Abram. So now Ava is without Jacob Laub.
and now Cale Abram. I mean, he took a shot.
He did. And, you know, we kind of get lost in the whole deal of competition, but, you know, the health of these kids is still top priority. So whether it's precaution or whether he's actually hurt, you know, just prayers for him.
First and 10, Liberty. And they get it to Melby. Melby looks to get it to the outside, looking for a hole, finds a little one, and is able to make something out of nothing. He'll pick up near 5 yards. They'll spot him at the 20 as Ava turned it over on downs. Now they're going to say gain of 6, yeah. So going to be 2nd and 4. Six 17 in county here in the first half. 26-0. And last report, Mount Grove up big, 35-0. West Plains was still up 14-6. Thayer was shutting out Pierce City 22-0.
And there's still no report on the
Catholic
game.
Out of the shotgun, and they'll hand it off to Rutledge. Rutledge gets outside, and he's going to get the first down. So a new set of downs for the Eagles. 5:51 on the clock, and they'll spot the football at the Liberty Eagle 26-yard line. Eagles will break the huddle. Trips to the left. Inside receiver will be Parker Toon. Middle receiver will be Kyle Roberts. And then you've got Sawyer Morris out wide. Big pass caught!
Jasper Melby!
Touchdown! Liberty! Touchdown, Melby! From the 26-yard line.
74 yards.
And the Eagles put 6 more on the board, 32-0, 5:40 to go in the first half, and there's no laundry falling out of the basket. Nice, beautiful pass, my goodness, by Graham Toon. Melby was able to catch that right in stride, and as Tyler said, nobody was going to catch him. Eagles will line up for the two-point conversion. Out of the pistol. And they'll pitch it off to Rutledge. Rutledge will cut it up. Dives in. Two-point conversion, good. Jaron Rutledge punches it in. 34-0 now, Liberty. 5:40 to go in the first half. We'll keep it here. As, again, you know, the Catholic foresight, but aside from that, the West Plains Monette, you know, with the connection Liberty has now with Zizzer Sports, baseball, basketball, baseball, volleyball, football.
Liberty South.
Yeah. Boy, that really hacks them off. Oh my goodness. But,
well, you bring up the volleyball. Boy, the Liberty volleyball girls kind of cleaned up.
Yeah.
You had Jordan Toon, Kelby Smith, and Kenzie Shoup, first teamers. Jaylee Tharp was a second teamer. And we had Brinley Duckett as an honorable mention. And Kelby Smith was SCA Player of the Year, with Coach Sherry Toon being the SCA Coach of the Year.
Yes. Congratulations. And then there's also All District. You can go to our webpage, OzarkRadioNews.com, and it's all in there. Winona Lady Wildcats,
still alive, last I heard.
Well, they play at 8 tonight.
Oh, okay.
They play at 8. Kick. Oh, it's botched, picked up at the 4. Now it's going to be returned, and Liberty makes the tackle at the 27. Was a nice return. I think Liberty kind of thought it was going to be a touchback. So first and 10 for the Ava Bears. 5:31 to go here in the half. So is that number 5? Is that correct? Yeah.
Yep.
Can you tell the name? Tate. Tate. Dak.
Or Jack.
Jack. Jack Tate. Fullback. With the handoff. No, it isn't. I thought the fullback had it. Quarterback and
Hayden Uzziah.
Yeah. And right now, Aiden Lane's going, good grief. A loss of 2 on the play, 2nd and 2. If the fullback would have got it, he'd have picked up about 6. So 2nd and 12 for the Bears. And another quarterback keeper. Breaking the tackle. And, oh, finally slung down behind the line of scrimmage. Another tackle for a loss. And Reed Toon and Tucker Thomas breaking things up. Second loss, consecutive loss. And it brings up 3rd and 13. Eagles will go with 3 down linemen again. Back to pass. Aiden Lane chucking one up. And incomplete, overshoots the intended receiver. And it'll bring up 4th down. Punting situation for Ava. 4:02 to go in the half. Cooler weather coming to the Ozarks. Going to be nice tomorrow.
Nice tomorrow, and then
cold front's going to move in tomorrow night.
Turn up on her head.
Oh, you know, there's going to be a lot of people up in trees. Bad snap, and Liberty comes.
Oh, well, it's going to be Liberty ball.
Yeah, it'll be Liberty ball inside the 10. Right now, the Ava offensive line, they're just
kind of shell-shocked right
now. So first and goal for the Liberty Eagles, Hayden Uzziah. We'll get credit for that. Good job, Hayden. Eagles from the Ava Bear 9-yard line with 3:56 to go here in the half. Sawyer Morris out wide here to the left. Back to pass. Graham looks. Oh, he's got Parker. Catch! And it falls out. Incomplete. 2nd and goal.
That call visibly. It's 2nd and goal from the 9-yard line.
.350 on the clock. It'll be a brisk overnight tonight. Tomorrow, we're looking at a high around 70. Then we're going to fall overnight Saturday night into the mid-30s. Sunday's only going to get up to about 40.
Yeah, it's in
43.
Low 40s, low to mid-40s.
2nd and goal for Liberty. They'll go with that double wing shotgun. 2 receivers out wide, motion by Parker. Back to pass, Graham looking. And finds his man. Touchdown, Liberty! Touchdown,
Melby.
Mr. Melby! Jasper with his 2nd, I believe. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And the Eagles go up 40-0.
2 catches, 2 touches.
Gotta love that. you know, Liberty came out, they wanted to make a statement. You know, a lot of people were questioning, well, you know, Catholic probably should have been the one seed and this and that and the other. Liberty wanted to come out tonight and make a statement. Well, yeah. They're making it here in the first half. Eagles for the two-point conversion. Back to pass, going to the corner route. Caught. Count it. Two-point conversion. And that is Parker Toon hauling it in. And the Eagles go up 42-0 with 3:46 to go in the half. Take a break. We'll come right back. It's Eagle football on 96.9 The Fox.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life, built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
All right, welcome back. West Plains leads Monette 14-12. I was thinking it was going to be a shootout.
I will take your money and
yeah.
I will go with the under.
Yeah. I was thinking it was going to be a high-scoring affair, but 14-12, West Plains with the lead. Mountain Grove still up big on Salem, 35-0. Thayer, 38-9 on Pierce City.
Let me see.
No score yet. Catholic, Forsyth. I think Forsyth, they have a coverage. Eagles set to kick it off with 3:46 to go in the half. Rutledge, again, puts his foot to it, and it's caught at about the 13-yard line. Swadesh with the return.
Oh. Yeah,
and
it's going to be a little
late hit, and that'll be against Liberty, and it'll be Titus Jester.
I think it's Paxton Hunter, wasn't it? Number six.
Was it six or eight? No, okay.
Number six.
Okay, all right. Number six. These numbers are hard to...
Yeah, they get bunched up.
My eyes aren't quite what they used to be. What do you think of that
hat? Sweet. Yeah, it's awesome.
If you need concrete, flat work,
Taylor's Custom Concrete.
Just contact my son, Ethan, and he will help you out. He's been doing a lot of it. First and 10 for the Ava Bears. And now the ball is going to be brought out to the Ava 39-yard line. Aiden Lane under center. Lane's going to keep it, and he's going to pick up about four, maybe five. A gain of five, second and five for Ava. Aiden has carried it a bunch.
He has.
3:05 to go in the half. 42-0 Liberty. Eagles fill the box, and they'll hand it to the fullback, and that is Ben Stewart. He's wearing 52, so, but, well, doesn't matter, because Retune was number five, but he has to wear now a different jersey, 77 tonight. .227 to go in the half and counting. Third and short. Lane with another carry.
Good hard run.
Yeah.
Pick up about four there.
First down, Ava. Aiden Lane. He's a junior, I think. Well, no, Aiden is a senior. Senior. First and 10. Ball spotted at the Liberty 49 for the Ava Bears. Lane's going to drop back to pass, looking downfield. And they threw a flag. That shouldn't be against Liberty because Parker was about to make the catch. Ooh, they are calling pass interference on Liberty. I bet Coach Ackland on the sideline is not real thrilled with that call. So it's going to spot the football now at the Liberty 34-yard line for Ava. So they're in four-down territory. 1:45 to go in the half. Hands it off to the fullback, dive back. Picks up 2, second and 8. Down to 1:20. Not really seeing a sense of urgency here for the Ava Bears. They sure would like, they get the football to start the second half. Quarterback keeper, nothing there.
Yeah, they'd like to get a score right here before half and then get the ball back.
Under a minute to go. Yeah, get a score here. Score on the opening drive. Get a three and out. Score 21. You know, then you're down 3 scores. But big, big hill to climb for the Ava Bears. Third and 6 for Ava. Back to pass. Looking. Finds his receiver. Tackle made. No, that was Aiden Lane playing receiver. So who is the quarterback now?
Number 15.
There you go. I can't make that out. Pitts.
Uh-oh.
Oh, another pass.
Pitts can throw it.
Yeah, that had nice zip on it. Good touch.
On the 23.
17 seconds to go. So Ava has moved Lane now to a wide receiver. And 15 Keaton Pitts, or.
Yeah. Right.
Or.
And he's a sophomore.
Looking to make the pass, he does, and again, it's two. Oh, take it away! Liberty strips it, takes it, and it's Liberty football!
Kyle Roberts with another interception.
All he does is score touchdowns and take away the ball from the opposing team with interceptions. 9 seconds to go here in the half. So if you're Liberty, you take a knee or you take a shot?
Well, I mean, he's completed 4 passes for 4 touchdowns. So
he's thrown it.
Yeah. He's thrown it a lot. But every one that they've caught
been a touchdown. So Liberty will go trips to the right. Graham Thune. We got a whistle here. Encroachment. That's going to be on Ava.
OS.
That'll be a 5-yard penalty. First and five, but 9 seconds again to go in the half. Well, we'll see what kind of arm Graham's got.
Yeah.
Because here's one thing. I don't know if Ava has anybody that can keep up.
I was going to say,
they were going to try the hook and ladder.
Hook and ladder coming right there.
Yeah, the pass was intended for Eddie Rodriguez, and he was going to pitch it to Parker. So 4.3 seconds. Liberty will get another snap here. Max protect and just send them deep. But now Ava's playing well off the receivers. They're given, 15-yard cushion? Mm. 10 yards at least. Yeah, 10 yards. Here's where he could sneak Rutledge out of the backfield, but he's going to be back there to protect. He's going deep.
And it's caught! It is caught by Liberty! And taking it to the house is Parker Toon. Hook and ladder! Oh, touchdown! Liberty! Touchdown! Oh, Parker Toon made the catch, was going to take it in, but Ava was able to get back, and he had the wherewithal to just spin around, and there was Mr. Roberts. And the touchdown was...
He hits the lateral at the 2 and marches it in. Hey, can I tell you, five passes, five touchdowns.
There you go.
What a play.
76 yards.
48-0 now, Liberty here in the first half. That will make a highlight reel. That's something that you could see on back in the day on ESPN. You know, that was something that was always cool. The extra point is good. Wyatt Cox punches it in. 49-0, Liberty.
Wow.
As we have wrapped up the first half, it has been all Liberty. And a spectacular was 4.3 seconds to go. In the half.
Yeah, 76 yards. I guess Coon gets credit for 74 yards, and
right. Then
Roberts is going to get credit with the 2 and the touchdown.
Yes. Play, yeah, that was right there. As Tracy Henry says, play of the year, folks. 49-0 at the half. It's Liberty in control, and the Ava Bears are headed to the locker room. Liberty's going to give them space, let them get in, and then they'll work their way to the locker room. We'll take 2 minutes and we'll come back and go through first half stats. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we could teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
here at the half. Liberty in the driver's seat. They're rolling. And play of the year.
It was. I mean, and that's what we were just talking about. You know, had this been a close game, you know, you're, you know, one, two, three, even three score game here,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be overshadowed because it's 49-0. But that play right there was the heads up play of the year.
Yeah.
For the Liberty Eagles.
So, number wise,
on the Ava side, Ava goes 68 on the ground, only 6 yards through the air for 74 total yards. On the Liberty side, you're looking, Liberty goes for 152 on the ground, 226 through the air for 378 total yards in that first half. Liberty strikes on a 23-yard touchdown to Sawyer Morris, a 44-yard touchdown reception by Jaron Rutledge, a 74-yard touchdown reception by Jasper Melby, and then a 9-yard touchdown reception by Jasper Melby. And then a 2-yard touchdown for Kyle Roberts on the 76-yard touchdown pass for Graham Two.
And also Kyle Roberts with another interception.
Yeah, Liberty scores again, 22 yards, Jaron Rutledge on the ground, and then a 79-yard touchdown by Kyle Roberts there in that first quarter.
Yeah, Jaron with a rushing touchdown and a
receiving.
He took one away, you know, jump ball and took it away, punched it in, but it's just been total dominant.
It is. I mean, we're on the Liberty wagon right now, and it's full steam ahead.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we got another half to go. Right now at the half, Liberty is rolling. They lead the Ava Bears 49-0. We'll come back with the second half. It's Eagle football on 96.9 The Fox.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint. A full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Current Incorporated is your trusted source for electrical work in the area. Current Incorporated has the people and the equipment to handle any job, large or small, residential or commercial, new construction or electrical system upgrades. Current has you covered. It is just one of many services offered by Current Incorporated. So when you need electrical work done, you know what to do.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
96.9 The Fox.
Welcome back. Liberty Eagles football here on The Fox 96.9. We're going to go ahead and look at some scores. We're kind of thin on updates for right now. We've been trying pretty much all night to get an update on the Catholic and Forsyth game. Hold on. We actually do have an update. Catholic is up 29-26 over Forsyth at the half. And a pretty close game. Very much different than the game that we're hearing here tonight on the Fox. As 5 plays and 5 interceptions tonight. And it's been all Liberty. So the Eagles have been pretty much shutting down the Ava Bears nonstop. Pretty much during the whole game here. Let's see what other updates we have. Class 3, District 5. The last update we heard, Mound Grove led Salem 35-0. It's currently West Plains 21 and Monette 12. You can catch that game on Hot Country KDY. That game is at the half. Elsewhere in Class 4, District 6, the last update we had on the Carl Junction-Rogersville game, Carl Junction led Rogersville 7-6, so one-point game there, but no update since the end of the first quarter. Class 1, District 3, Thayer leads Pierce City 38-9, and that is about all the updates we have. A little bit farther out, Lebanon up 35-14 over Camdenton. That is Class 5, District 5. Those are really all of the updates we have right now. Grizzly basketball currently on the air on KUKU 100.3. We'll see if we can get a score update for that on that for you guys. We'll come back here in just a few minutes. It's Liberty Eagles football here on the Fox.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health.
That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
96.9 The Fox.
We do have a Grizzly basketball update. Currently, the Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies trail 51-58 over the Southeastern Community College Blackhawks. We'll talk more about the Grizzlies later. No more updates as far as football right now. Of course, as we were saying, the last update we have on the West Plains Scissors leading 21-12 over the Monette Cubs. Let's go ahead and take a look at your forecast for tonight, and as we go through the rest of the game. Let's pull that up one more time. There we go. Currently 54 degrees here in the studios in West Plains. Tonight we'll see an overnight low of 44 degrees, 71 degrees for your Saturday. Perhaps the last you're going to see of the warm air for a while. Overnight, 35, mostly clear, and 45 for a high during the day on Sunday. We'll see a chance of some flurries. Then sunny skies in the afternoon. We'll see an overnight low Sunday night of 21. So cold air is coming, so good thing we're getting in this game before the cold gets here. We only got a few more minutes till we start the second half. It's Liberty Eagles football here on the Fox. Don't forget to join us for the locker room show at the end of the game when you can call in and hand out a game ball to your favorite player of one of tonight's district semifinal games. I know there's going to be lots of them, so definitely stick around for that. We'll be back with the second half in just a few minutes.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint, a full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
So, Taylor, what's my car worth? It's a pretty nice car if you look at the same side twice.
Let's take a look. Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Stop by with your vehicle and title today for an instant cash offer. We don't just sell cars, we buy cars.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
Okay. All right, welcome back as we get ready for the second half. I'm Gary Lee alongside Tyler Chowning. And
hey, we did have a Catholic Force update. Catholic is up 29.
Oh, yes, 26. That is right.
Yeah, 29-26
at the half.
So
that's a ball game up there.
Yes. We've got some blowouts, of course, here at the Nest. Liberty up 49-0. Mountain Grove was shutting out Salem last report, 35-0. And then Thayer was up big on Pierce City, 38-9. The West Plains Monet game, that's pretty tight. Catholic Forsyth game, that's pretty tight as well. But it's a game of adjustments, and we're heading to the second half. Ava is without... going to be without Kale Abram, 22, and number one, Jacob Laub.
21-12, West Plains over Monette at the half.
Okay. Well, come on.
Come on, Scissors. Coach K.
Yeah, come on, Coach K, Coach Acklin, Coach Niehaus, and
Bush
and
Davis,
and there's a lot of Liberty influence there. It's still red, though, so...
Oh, yeah.
Anytime West Plains is mentioned, and I've told you this 100 times, the thing that stands out, we're at West Plains, Drew Ripko is quarterback.
David.
Drew's dad. David Ripko was quarterback. And West Plains was ticked off because, you know, they were...
The whole conference deal.
They were out, and they had blood in their eyes. And David, I seen it. He faked it to you, pulled it out, and ran around the edge, and curb. Pow!
Collarbone.
And it was over. That was it. But this is just a special time of year. Of course, next week from tomorrow, it is a national holiday. Opening day of rifle deer season. So
Winona did...
Winona won
the first set.
Okay.
Tonight.
Okay. They've changed it. They've changed, you know, used to when you went, when volleyball team, when you made it to the Final Four, you know, you had four teams. And it was kind of a round robin.
Yep.
Now they're seeding them. So if Winona wins against their opponent tonight, they advance to the championship game.
Tomorrow?
Yes. And that championship game is at 4 o'clock, and they're playing that at this year's St. Joe.
St. Joe?
Yep.
Well, okay. So are they moving it every year?
Well, they bid on it. Communities.
Cape Cardo deal. It's like you get anybody that Kansas City or north and west of there.
Kirksville.
I'm like, wow. That's a haul to get to Cape Cardo.
Yeah. Yeah. But, now it's up near around Kansas City area. I've, covered several of Winona's Final Fours, of course, back in the day. When the regular season of football was done, Liberty was done, so I was able to to do that more. But I went to Kansas City. I've been to Cape, you know, several times for it. But
you were there on the 2014 state champion Liberty.
Yeah, Scott Roy was with me on that one. And,
Oh, that was a good ride.
Oh, that was
a good one.
Yes. Well, yeah. Remember, we all got together.
We were all up there.
Yeah, we were. Celebrating,
yeah, our own way.
Yes. There was a little celebratory, you know,
action.
What is it called? Action. So, well, you know, here it is. It's dear now. You got Thanksgiving and Christmas, and
well, we were talking. You know, should Liberty win tonight?
Yes.
Should Liberty win against Catholic or Forsyth, whoever it is, next week,
they would
host
out
until we had to go somewhere for the finals. Correct?
Correct. That is correct. Well, after the quarterfinals, then it would be whatever team, you know, how many home games have they had compared to Liberty.
Gotcha.
But if it was a tie, Liberty would get it because they were out. Second half underway, Liberty's booting it. Rutledge, he pounds it back to the 5-yard line where it will be returned. Oh, and hey, that's good to see back out on the field is Jacob Lobb, number one. So that's good for Ava to see him back out on the field. And he'll return it out to the 26-yard line. First and 10, Ava. So, yeah, potentially Liberty could have every game right here at the Nest until championship. Potentially. Long ways to go, but, you know, I'm not saying go print T-shirts up and book motel rooms or nothing, but first down, run off the left side, nothing there. I remember Alton Comet.
I wasn't gonna say it.
And 1999 basketball. They booked rooms. They had T-shirts printed up. I wanted one of those T-shirts. Just to
lost in the semis, didn't they?
Yeah, to Liberty.
No, it was Willow.
Oh, it was Willow.
Yeah,
okay,
we beat Willow.
Quick pass. Oh, caught. Nice little pass over the middle. Short of the first down marker, though. Tackle made at the 32. It'll bring up third and five or four. Third and four. Yeah. Third. Well, it's a long four, short five. Lane sets up under center. Hands it off to the dive back. He's brought down shy of the 35 to the 34.
Hayden Oziah, the first one in there.
Smothers as well. Smothers. Yeah.
Jaron Rutledge.
Preston's had a really good game. Reed Toon coming off the field.
fourth and two now. And checking in is Paxton Hunter on fourth down. Ava showing punt. And it is going to be a punt. Liberty doesn't have anyone back. It'll be down at the 21-yard line. First and 10, Liberty. 9:08, but again, you know, the mercy clock is in effect.
And I did want to, you know, express thoughts and prayers out to the young man that went down.
Yeah.
Kale Abram.
Yeah, that was towards the end of the second, and he just
hope that everything pans out for him and everything's okay.
Yes, you know, keep the Abram family and Kale in your thoughts. Trips to the right for Liberty, pistol formation, motion, Roberts, he'll zip back where he came from, snap. And they hand it off to Rutledge. Big hole opens up.
He's gone.
Oh.
He's gone.
And touchdown, Liberty. Touchdown, Jaron Rutledge.
9 yards.
And another injured Ava Bear. Down at the 20-yard line. And the Eagles put six more on the board. And it's a lineman now. He's being helped up. He's getting helped up. 75 to that player was, and he's up on his own coming to the sideline. 8 minutes to go in the third. And that'll help Jaron's.
Yeah, that puts him over 100. 115 with two touches.
Three touchdowns overall.
Yeah. And another 44 yards and another touchdown.
And a two-point
conversion. Two-pointer.
Wyatt Cox for the extra point. Kick is up. That's going to be to the left. A little hooked a little bit. 8:01 to go in the third. Liberty 55, Ava 0. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. It's Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
All right, welcome back. Eagles set to kick it off. Thayer's rolling. They lead Pierce City 45-9. And West Plains again leading Monette 21-12. Still, we haven't heard anything. Catholic Forsyth, last report we got, Catholic was leading 29-26. Eagles set to kick it off. Rutledge has got it spotted up. Ava with two returners. They back up to about the 10-yard line. And it's going to be a high kick, short, takes a bounce. Oh, Liberty can get it! Oh, my goodness. Ava was not going to. And Easton Smotherman almost.
He almost got it.
I'm not sure what the penalty would have been.
Well, yeah, it's because it went out of bounds.
Yeah.
They'll have the option of taking it there, having it re-kicked.
But yeah, Preston almost, I mean, that's a live ball.
Yep. Oh, hey. They called a false start. Off start. I thought it was just an illegal procedure when it went out.
Yeah, that's what I thought, it was an illegal procedure. We'll see. What are they going to do? I think Abel will just...
Because it could, should automatically go to the 35.
Yeah.
It is. He just made the wrong...
Abe, a football, first and 10 at their own 35. And they'll toss it to Lobb, and Lobb is brought down after about a one-yard gain. Second and 9. Well, basketball season will be here in just... Well, for me, it starts the day after Thanksgiving with the Curtain River Shootout. Liberty is not in that, but we've got several games that we'll be covering here on the Fox. Liberty's going to have a shootout this year.
Yes. You'll have we'll have a shootout, and then the Are you talking about the Legends?
No, there's a shootout in November,
Okay, so it's three, because we'll have the Legends, the shootout, and then the Liberty Tournament.
Liberty Tournament this year it's early, hand off and up the middle, short gain. It's going to bring up third and 6. Yeah, I believe the Liberty Tournament is the week before the Cabool Holiday Tournament.
I think you're right,
yeah. And then Liberty is in the Pleasant Hope tournament, I think. Yeah, Pleasant Hope.
Well, at least we're going to see some different
teams. Oh, yeah, we'll see some different teams. Yeah, got out of the Mountain Grove. Third and long, back to pass, looking downfield, pressure, throwing one up. Oh, that's pass interference, but it's caught.
Well, the flags were coming out.
Yeah.
But since he caught it,
yep. Good catch. And that was Braxton Swearingen with the catch for Ava. And he takes it down to the 26. You know, Liberty secondary, they're not getting their head around back to the quarterback. And a team like possibly Forsyth, they like to throw it around. Hand off, running off the right side. Grant Swadesh. Short gain. It'll bring up second and 8. 4:25 to go in the third. Aiden Lane under quarterback. Now we had to kind of mix things up a little bit. Two receivers to the right. Lane hands it off to the fullback. Up the middle, not much there. Liberty 55-0. Liberty. Bears will go with two receivers, one on each side, out wide. Back to pass. Throwing one up. Incomplete. Now, that could have been a flag right there.
Yeah, you got it.
It was. Again, Liberty secondary.
Yeah, they're not turning to look.
No.
They're just face guarding.
And...
So, if it's in the end zone, does it automatically go down to the it's still a 15 or a half the distance.
Yeah, half the distance. Yeah. You're kind of picking on Jasper Melby. Park Platoon was going to pick the flag up for the official. Here you go. So it'll be first and 10. It should be, yeah, it should get it about the 5 or 10, well. So, yeah, it'd be half the distance because it's 20, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be first and goal from the 10.
3:12 to go in the third. Lane under center. Liberty showing blitz. Flushed out. Lane's going to the left side. He's got pressure. Zips it. Oh, and he had a man. Incomplete. Giving chase was Wyatt Cox. Second and goal. Mercy clock is in effect, so it will not stop. At fullback, Ben Stewart. And, oh, he's not going to get it. Oh, they're going to give it to the quarterback, and Lane is spinning out of tackles. He'll sleep well tonight. Lane's had several carries. And it'll bring up third and goal.
From the 1?
Yep, from the 1 yard line. I'd say right here is where Stewart will get it. The fullback. Nope, it's going to be a quarterback keeper.
Now, he didn't get it.
He didn't get it. And that will bring up fourth down. Fourth and goal for the Ava Bears.
Fourth and goal from the 1.
1:20 to go in the third. Minute 5 to go in the third. Play clock down to 8. And they're going to hand it to the fullback. No, yeah, touchdown. And it is 52. Ben Stewart gets the score. So Stewart punches it in from the 1, and the Ava Bears are on the board to get
so
that goose egg off.
Final, Mountain Grove wins 55-0 over Salem.
That was really of no surprise. Extra point now for the Ava Bears. And we've got penalties. Who's it on? Offsides, Liberty. Extra point again. We'll try it. Kick is up, and it's good. So the Ava Bears now with 7, but Liberty 55. 47 seconds to go in the third. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the kick. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up.
At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
All right, welcome back. 47 seconds to go in the third, 55-7, Liberty. Ava will boot it. It's got to be picked up. Liberty was open for a touchback, but it does not fall, and Melby picks it up. And he'll return it out around the, or Parker Toon, that is, will take it out around the 20-yard line. First and 10, Liberty. They're going to look at 18. It'll start on the 18. First and 10 for Liberty at their own 18-yard line. I don't know. Liberty probably won't even get a snap here before the quarter comes to a close, and there they will not. So after three, it's been Liberty, but Ava was able to get the goose egg off the scoreboard. So after three, Liberty 55, Ava 7. We'll take a 90-second break. Come right back. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls, or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we could teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
That might have been me. All right, welcome back as we head to the fourth. The West Plains Zizzer cross country team, the boys won the state. That is their 15th state championship in boys cross country. The girls took second. So the boys, the Zizzer boys, are back-to-back state champions in cross country. They've won now 15, and they've had 12 second place finishes, 9 third place finishes, 4 or 5 fourth place. Hand off to
Cox.
Looks to take it off the right side and loss on the play, 2nd and 12. So Liberty's got a lot of clean jerseys out there now. This is some good experience to get. And the quarterback, is that Ellett, number 3? I got it right here. No, Roger Hafner.
Yeah.
Roger Hafner. Well, they got Roger Hafner's number 3.
I think that's right.
Big loss on the play. So 3rd and 21. Eagles will go bunch formation. And there's a handoff. Get it out of the end zone. Tackle made at the 1.
First down from the 1-yard line.
So 4th and long, and Liberty will have their first punt of the game.
they'll be bunting out of their own end zone. Back to return is Grant Swadesh, number 6. Punting will be Sawyer Morris for Liberty. He's right on the back of the end zone. Now, he can run, too. He gets a line drive off.
Good punt.
Yep, picked up by Swadesh. And
boom! Hayden Oziah.
We heard that with headphones on up here.
Woo-wee! Boy, there's been some shots happening out here tonight.
First and 10, Ava, under 10 minutes to go in this ball game. And it's 2 minutes after 9, and you're listening to KUPH 96.9, Mountain View, Missouri.
9 minutes left in this ball game.
First and 10 from the Liberty 34. Hand off the right side. We'll pick up 5. Second and 5 for Ava. It's all just a formality now. Just letting the time tick. And Liberty will wait and see who their opponent will be, Forsyth or Catholic. Another run play up the middle. It'll bring up third and short. Third and 2. I couldn't tell all that was. I couldn't tell who it was with the carry. I think it was numbered in Swearingen. Third and 2. Brought down at the 25-yard line. That's going to be just shy. That brings up fourth down.
Fourth and 1 from the 25.
Everybody'd like to get a stop right here. Oh, 29-33.
Forsyth has went up.
And hand off. Nope. Getting it off to the right side. And that will move the chain, and it'll be a new set of downs for the Ava Bears.
So Forsyth has went up 33-29 over Springfield Catholic.
Well, that's been a tight one, hasn't it?
It sure has.
First and 10 from the 18.
We played Forsyth at Forsyth. In districts. It's been a long time ago. First and 10 for the Bears. Fullback takes it and is brought down inside the 5.
John Palmer with the carry.
Halbert with the carry.
First and goal from the 3-yard line for Ava.
Six, 12 remaining. And another handoff. I think there was lose a yard.
About a yard there.
.5:40 to go. 55-7 is your score, Liberty. Liberty made a statement.
They did.
They needed that.
And I was kind of wondering, you know, before this game, what our defense was going to look like. You know, having a week off,
mm-hmm.
You never know what you're going to come back out to. And
Swadesh gets it, and he's able to punch it in. And the Ava Bears get six more.
But as a whole, you know, this defense tonight's been pretty peachy.
Well, they've been hitting. I know that.
Very, very hard-nosed football here on the defensive side for the Liberty Eagles here tonight.
Point after attempt. It's good. So the Ava Bears able to score twice in the fourth. But still, Liberty in control here. Catholic Forsyth, that's going to go down to the wire.
Yeah, it's going to go. They're probably just in the third with it being that close where we've got a running clock. You know, they should be close to the end of the third.
Abel, kick it off. See some more of Mr. Hafner, quarterback for Liberty. Onside kick.
It wouldn't surprise me. No. Kick her deep.
It's caught by Parker Toon. Breaks one tackle, reverses. Now he's got some running room. If he can get through one more, he's brought down at the Liberty 40. So first and 10, Liberty. 5 minutes to go. Liberty will have a little more breathing room this time. Liberty probably. They'd be sneaking up around 500 yards of offense.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be close.
First and 10, Liberty. Well, you know, here it's going to be just run after, you know, run play after run play. Offside. That'll be against Ava. That's just their fourth penalty. First and five now for Liberty. Hafner's quick. He can run it, and he's going to throw it. Nope, he's going to run it.
He's
going to be just shy of the first down marker. They're going to mark him a couple yards shy. I think he was a little surprised there for a minute.
Yeah.
Second and two. Fumble, and Ava recovers. Dennis Bond. Hafner stuck it right there in the breadbasket, but Bond didn't clamp down on it. First and 10, Ava. They'll run it off the right side. Gain of four, second and six. Gain 2:35 to go. Steve and Al come up to the line of scrimmage. Double tight. Fullback gets it. Stood up at the 35. Going to be about a yard shy of first down. There was Carter. Carter making a play. -1:38 to go. Quarterback keeper. He will get the first down.
Carter Wade with the quarterback keeper. First down, Ava at the 33-yard line. First and 10.
New set of downs. But the clock is approaching 60 seconds. So who do you think it'll be? Think it'll be Forsyth or Catholic?
I think it'll be Forsyth.
First and 10. Hand off to the fullback. Nothing there. Second and 9. 30 seconds and this is over. So Liberty will make it to the championship game back-to-back years in high school football. Quarterback sack. And that's the ball game. Eagles get the win, 55-14. And now we just await to see who it is the Liberty Eagles will play. So number-wise, what do you got?
Liberty goes for 213 on the ground, 226 through the air for 439 total yards.
And didn't play the fourth quarter.
Ava went 133 on the ground, 50 through the air for 183 total. Jaron Rutledge, 115 yards, two touchdowns on the rushing side with a 44-yard reception and a touchdown. So three total touchdowns for Jaron tonight. Liberty scores five times through the air. One, two, three times on the ground. Biggest play of the night. Looks like there was.
Well, the biggest play of the night was the hook and ladder.
the lateral down there.
Yeah.
But the biggest gain, you had Kyle Roberts with a 79-yard rush and Jaron Rutledge also with a 79-yard rush, both touchdown runs.
The Parker will say in the locker room,
yeah,
I had a 94.
Yep.
It only got credited for about like 13.
14. Got credited for 14.
But Liberty, again, just a dominant performance tonight. They knock off the Ava Bears 55-14. And again, please keep thoughts and prayers for Cale Abraham. He was injured and taken by ambulance to the hospital. So
hopefully it was just precautionary stuff, but you know, still thoughts and prayers out to him and the family and the whole Ava Bear football team.
Well,
guys, I do
Tyler,
have an update as we sign off here that I think you guys might want to hear. Forsyth up 33-29 over Catholic.
Yeah, we've got that. Yeah, we've got it.
Okay.
So thanks. Yeah, we'll kind of wait and see how that pans out. But for Tyler and Ricky, I'm Gary Lee, and we'll see you all next Friday night. Who will it be, Catholic or Forsyth? District championship game here at the Nest. Now, listen, folks, we got to fill these stands. There were way too many empty seats. We need a little hometown pride. We need a little Liberty Eagle High School pride. you need to come out and support these guys, because there was nowhere near enough people here tonight. And hey, this is what it's all about. It don't get any better than this, folks. So next Friday night, we'll be back here at the Nest. 7 o'clock kickoff, pregame 6 p.m. on the Fox 96.9. For Tyler, Ricky, I'm Gary Lee saying God bless. Good night.
Thank you, guys. And that is such a compelling question. Forsyth or Catholic? Again, Forsyth has the lead 33-29 in the last update in the fourth quarter. And another good note. Definitely next week, definitely make the trip down to the Nest to go see the Eagles. They need your support to keep on going. So definitely make that trip next week as we get the win tonight, 55-14 over the Ava Bears. Coming up, we'll have the Locker Room Show here on the Fox. You can give me a call at 417-257-0369. That's 417-257-0FOX. And you can hand out a game ball. Shout out to your favorite football player if you want to just talk action from one of tonight's semifinal games. We can do all of that stuff, and we'll have your final score updates as well. We'll also have an update on how the Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies did tonight. Harlan Hutchison will have an update on that during the Locker Room as well. The Locker Room is brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew in Mountain View. And you can find her, or you can give her a call at 417-934-2060. And getting the rest of the stuff info up here. 417-934-2060 is her number. You can call her for all of your insurance needs, or you can find her at 409 North Elm Street in Mountain View. She brings you your halftime stats and the Locker Room Show here on the Fox 96.9. Well, go ahead and take a break, and the Locker Room is coming up. Give us a call, 417-257-0369. That's coming up here in just a bit. It's Liberty Eagles football here on the Fox.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work? The Anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The Anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on The Anchor, Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
Park City. Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Park City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Park City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Park City.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we can teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint. A full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most, Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Current Incorporated is your trusted source for electrical work in the area. Current Incorporated has the people and the equipment to handle any job, large or small, residential or commercial, new construction or electrical system upgrades. Current has you covered. It is just one of many services offered by Current Incorporated. So when you need electrical work done, you know what to do.
Real fast service right to your door. Call 257-0504.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome! Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
Hey, it's Dylan Groves with you again, also the host of The Hot Mix here on The Fox every Saturday night. Coming up is our Locker Room Show, brought to you by Shelter Insurance agent Andrea McNew in Mountain View. You can call me here at 417-257-0369, and you can hand out a game ball to your favorite area football player. If there's a moment from one of tonight's games, even if it's not the Liberty game, you can tell me all about it right here on The Fox. Remember, the number to call is 417-257-0369. That's 417-257-0FOX.
You're listening to The Locker Room Show on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
Welcome back. Dylan Groves with you here in the studio as we kick off The Locker Room Show for tonight. Give me a call, 417-257-0369. A lot of great moments and, unfortunately, injuries on this district semifinal night as the Ava Bears lost two running backs due to injuries, and one of them taken to the hospital. And thoughts and prayers do go out to Kyle Abrams for the Ava Bears. And we hope he's okay. We hope he just got hitting the bread basket, as I know that happens a lot. Might have just kind of been out of shock, but we hope he's okay, and that the doctors and nurses tending to him have figured out what's going on. We'll probably find out more updates to come on that in days to come. Okay, we just got an update here. West Plains Zizzers are up by 10 now. It's been as many as, I want to say, at least 30, 35 points. Last update we had, it was 36-20, and now Monette scoring again, getting a little bit of fight left in them. 36-12 I believe that was early in the fourth quarter. And I believe it was about 21-12 going into the half, I believe. So West Plains and Monette, actually a pretty good game. If you want to catch the last few minutes of that game, you can switch channels. It's on 102.5 Hot Country, KDY. Of course, the action here tonight, Liberty Eagles getting the win 55-14 over the Ava Bears. And I know a lot of people are wondering about the Forsyth Catholic game. Why might I just stay here until we figure out a final on that? And still the latest update we have on that, Forsyth with the lead, 33, Catholic 29. That's in the fourth quarter. That is a very close ball game. And this is only a fourth quarter score. This is not a final score. Sometimes the messenger is shot out, and you'll think that fourth quarter, the last update at the fourth quarter will mean the final score. No, this is during the fourth quarter, and typically that means you have a few minutes left to go. Thayer getting a win tonight over Pierce City. And it looks like that final score, Thayer with the win, 60-15 over Pierce City. And if I'm looking at this correctly, we'll have to look at the seedings here. We'll have to look at Class 2 District 3, or Class 1 District 3. Class 1, 2 District 3 is Liberty's district. Thayer is Class 1 District 3. So Thayer, if I'm reading the seedings correctly, and you can call in and correct me if I'm wrong, but Thayer will play the winner of the Marionville Miller game. I believe that's correct. Yes, the Marionville Miller game, and we'll see if we can find no updates on that. No updates there. And some of these are probably going to come in at the last minute. Mountain Grove with the win tonight, 55-0 over Salem. Class 3 District 6, that is where Monette is hailing from as they are playing the Zizzers tonight. Seneca gets the win, 56-21 over East Newton. That's a little bit farther out of our area, but I figured we'd go ahead and take all that comes for tonight. But yeah, most of the, of course, Liberty, all we're really worried about now is Forsyth and Springfield Catholic. Of course, Houston, they got the loss last week to Forsyth, at Forsyth, 56-35. And Forsyth definitely rallying in that game right now. And we do got another update. West Plains with a 31-yard field goal. West Plains now has the lead 39-26 over the Monette Cubs. We just have, I believe, just a few minutes left in the fourth quarter. So, once again, give us a call if you want to hand out a game ball, if you want to give a shout-out. Kind of give a little, maybe give a little bit more time for that tonight, as I know we don't have as many scores, but we'll go ahead and give you a little bit more time. We're not seeing a whole lot more updates that are really pertinent to our area. Willow Springs, of course, loss in week one of postseason play. And I want to figure out what that final was one more time. Of course, yes, Willow Springs lost to Springfield Catholic 41-7. Springfield Catholic, and of course, Springfield Catholic is one of the teams in question as we're going to see who Liberty plays next week. We'll go ahead and take another break. Once again, the number to call if you want to call in, 417-257-0369. That is 417-257-0-FOX. And coming up, we will hear from Harlan Hutchinson, Mr. Double H, about Grizzly basketball. They had a matchup tonight over the Southeast Blackhawks, the Southeastern Community College Blackhawks. And that is in the Culver's Midwest Classic. That is out, I believe, in Kansas. Or no, Southeastern Iowa. That's it, Southeastern Iowa. You always get those teams mixed up. Kansas is next week, though. We will see them play Butler Community College in Kansas on Monday. So we'll figure out, we'll hear a little bit more about what the Grizzlies are doing here in a bit. They are not football, but we figured we'd give you guys, would hype that up a little bit, as it's definitely a great Grizzly team this year. But we'll go ahead and take our break and be back in just a few minutes. It's the Locker Room Show here on the Fox.
We're handing out game balls to high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, maybe even the mascot. It's the Locker Room Show on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox. And we're taking your calls, 417-257-0369, 417-257-0FOX.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint. A full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
Taylor.
Taylor Group of Chevrolet in West Plains.
So, Taylor, what's my car worth? It's a pretty nice car if you look at the same side twice.
Let's take a look. Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Stop by with your vehicle and title today for an instant cash offer. We don't just sell cars, we buy cars.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC
and get great buys from nice guys.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
You're listening to The Locker Room Show on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox. Taking your calls as we wrap up tonight's high school football action, 417-257-0369, 417-257-0FOX.
All right, I'm assuming he can hear. Welcome back. It's the Locker Room Show here on the Fox, and we do have a final score for the Forsyth Catholic game. And a gentleman who wants to hand out a game ball. Sir, what is your name?
My name's Tracy Henry.
Tracy Henry. All right. And who would you like to give out a game ball to tonight?
I want to give everybody on the Liberty team, players and coaches, they came ready to play tonight.
They absolutely did.
Great game. Build on it even more and beat Forsyth and then see what happens after that.
I know. That's, yeah. It could definitely be a, that will be a very great ball game next week. And folks, we need you to definitely, as we were saying earlier, pack the stands for that game. It'll be a great match and we'll have it here for you on the Fox. Tracy, thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate you.
You bet. Thank you, bud. Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. You heard it here. Forsyth getting the win tonight, 33-29 over Springfield Catholic. And so that means Liberty will face the Forsyth Panthers next week. And this is going to be such a great game. Forsyth, I feel like definitely just from looking at even their record, it's a very similar season to what we've had. It's kind of been up and down. This will make it this would make it a 8-3 record for them now. As we, Liberty Eagles, we are now going to be at 8-2. So we're pretty much neck and neck, and we're going to be fighting this out as hard as we can. So this is going to be a very, very interesting ball game, as we'll have that coverage here for you next week, 7 o'clock here on the Fox with the pregame show as usual, and we'll have tons of good material. That great play from Parker Toon, that great just turnaround play that he had there. We almost thought that Ava was going to take it back from him, but then he put it in again. So we'll hopefully have many more of those next week. Again, Forsyth will be the team Liberty plays this next Friday here for more district football here on the Fox. We're still waiting on a final update on the West Plains Zizzer game. I was just down the hall listening to that when this gentleman decided to give us a call, and we're kind of just waiting in anticipation to see how this ends up. West Plains should get the win here. It's been a game with allegedly a lot of penalties, but it looks like everything has gone in favor of the West Plains Zizzers. Not out of the woods yet. Monette could still score in the last 2 minutes. It's been a lot quicker. But that is basically what I've heard so far from kind of hearing the coverage on that game. So we'll kind of wait and see what happens here. So we'll go ahead and I'm gonna go peek my head in and see if we can't get another update on that. Again, Forsyth Panthers, our next opponent next week. And if you have any more game balls you want to hand out, give me a call, 417-257-0369. It's the Locker Room here on the Fox 96.9.
We're handing out game balls to high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, maybe even the mascot. It's the Locker Room Show on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox. And we're taking your calls, 417-257-0369, 417-257-0FOX.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work? The Anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The Anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on The Anchor, Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
Parts City. Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Parts City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Parts City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Parts City.
And welcome back. It's the Locker Room Show here on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox. And we do have a final update on the West Plains Zizzers. They get the win tonight, 39-26 over the Monette Cubs. Just as we thought, the Zizzers had to just play a little bit more clock. And they will also be looking for another district football round next week. And let's see here. They should be facing. I really should have done my homework more on this, but I believe the number two is Rogersville. Yes, Rogersville. So we will see the winner of the Rogersville Carl Junction game. These were both great matches for the Zizzers this year. And Zizzers did beat Rogersville in, looks like, week 5, 55-41. And then, of course, we beat Carl Junction 37-30. So that will be a great game if we play Carl Junction. So let's see here if we have any more updates. We'll go ahead and run through this again, just see in the last few minutes if we've seen anything. Okay. It will be Carl Junction. Carl Junction with the win tonight, 41-27 over Rogersville. So we do got an answer there. We do have some others coming in here. Clever with the win tonight, 28-13 over St. James. And we can now finally say that Forsyth got the win over Catholic, 33-29. Marionville getting the win tonight, 53-21 over Miller. And that's about really all we have. So congratulations to the Zizzers, and I say that loud and proud because I am a Zizzer. And but also just a great job to everyone who pulled off wins tonight. I will give a game ball myself to the Liberty Eagles tonight. Great. Definitely made a huge statement, and can't wait to see what they do with Forsyth next week. As we go ahead and wrap things up here, again, once again, if you want to call in the last few minutes here, give me a call, 417-257-0369. The Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies fell tonight to the Southeast Blackhawks out in southeastern Iowa. And this is in the Culver's Midwest Classic on the campus, I believe, of Southeastern Community College. And tomorrow they will play a second round in that tournament over Cloud County Community College. That will be at noon. That game will be over on Hot Country KDY. Tonight's game was over on KUKU 100.3 as the Zizzers were hosting football action tonight on KDY. So Grizzlies will be back tomorrow on KDY. So programming note there. But we'll go ahead now, and my good friend Harlan Hutchison does have a word tonight over on how things did go for the Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies.